Good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Music Emporium, brought to you by Moving Ahead Production. I'm your host, Kusar Grace, KG, right here in the place to be. Well, not exactly. I'm doing this recording from the Liberty Museum and Art Center on South Main Street in Liberty, New York, due to transportation problems right now. So expect to hear pre-recorded shows from this location until I could get back to the studio, okay? So with that, once again, good evening to all the listeners. I hope everyone's in good health. And once again, Happy New Year. Happy to some people. You know, a lot of things went on last year that took us into this year that carries over this incidents that's not so favorable or happy to some people. So, you know, I'm sort of like referring to the New Orleans, what they call the terrorist attack, you know, on so many people for the new year. So that was not such a happy occasion. So a lot of people have that to carry into this year. So another year has passed by. You know, January 1st signifies 365 days passing. You know, so sometimes you don't always say Happy New Year. You just say another year. So I'm going to go with another year. You know, and let's see what this year brings, as we have to carry so much luggage from last year. You know, you have not only that, the Robert Brooks prison massacre. Well, not massacre, but torture. And then with the New Orleans, you know, that's like something that's, you don't want to say it's been going on, but it's kind of been going on. You know, if it's not somebody with a truck, it's somebody with a gun shooting up a school. You know, any one person can cause so much damage to so many, you know, in such a short time. You know, but that time that the damage is going to last for years and a lifetime. So let's give prayers for the New Year's, and, you know, yeah, hopefully things will get better for some of us, and some of us will be at a standstill, you know, looking to make progress through struggle. So with that, you also have the Donald Trump thing with this president, you know, and all the people that he's bringing in, you know, to his government circle, and the laws that no longer apply in this country, seems, you know. So the justice system seems to take a turn for the worse. You know, all sorts of law enforcement have taken a turn for the worse during the last year, coming into this year. So we have a lot of things to deal with. You know, a lot of statements made by the upcoming president about immigrations and how that's going to be handled, and who's going to handle that, and the economy, who's going to handle that, and how's that going to be, and who's going to be the president, you know, with money ruling, you know. Like they say, you know, Elon Musk got Elon Musk has a lot of money, okay? So he could put all his money into being the president. like they say, you don't have to be the president, but you could buy a president, you know? And that's what seems to be going on here, and this is what people's been talking about. Elon Musk is the real president, even though, like, I guess he's the man almost behind the curtain, but he pulls the curtain out so you can see him because he wants to be noticed also, you know? But that's something that you're going to have to deal with in this year. And also, Donald Trump is supposed to be sentenced on January 10th, but the judge, this Judge Marchant, he's not going to give him no real time, he said, or he's going to dismiss the case. And, you know, everybody looks at Donald Trump as he's the president, so a lot of things you can't do to the president. But I was looking at the president of South Korea, what's going on right now. You can look at that. That's going on. And they still after that president to put him in jail for imposing the martial law, which they say was illegal for him to do. So they impeached him, and they, during the impeachment, they said now he has to step down and or go to prison. And then he didn't want to. So there's a whole thing going on over there, you know. But those people are saying that he needs to be put in prison. And he's the president. And, you know, there's a big debate going on over there about that. But this is the kind of laws that you need here in the United States. If the president is found guilty of some sort of breaking laws, he has to pay. He has to go to jail, whatever the consequences may be. And he was found guilty. Nobody, you know, those was a jury of his peers. And the people who, like they said, indicted him, the grand jury who indicted him, those people, if they found him guilty of those charges, being the president got nothing to do with you being guilty. You got to serve your time. And he's not the president. And he wasn't the president when he was found guilty. So him being sentenced on January 10th, if he have to give him jail time, then he have to do jail time. Forget about that January 20th, I got to be sworn in. You a liar. You a traitor. You started that insurrection, that January 6th thing. You, Donald Trump, J. Trump, yeah, you. And you should be prosecuted and put in jail for January 6th. But they come up with this, the Supreme Court, they should be prosecuted also. Those people who backed Donald Trump, a traitor of insurrection, you know, against the United States, and against the vice president. He the one who was found it all right for those people to yell and scream about hanging the vice president, hanging him. Donald Trump. He's a traitor to the United States, and he's going to put his hand on the Bible and swear to uphold the oath of the Constitution. And people going to listen to that? And believe that he's really going to do what, you know, the Constitution. Look how he's been changing things. But people think he's going to really uphold that. And he believe, and you believe that him putting his hand on the Bible really means something to him? Don't mean nothing to him. He showed you when he held the Bible up upside down after he had the people beat up on the people to move them out the way so he could stand in front of a church. To hold the Bible up upside down. Now, all the lies, everybody talk about him. Everybody says he's this, he's that. He ain't no good. And he don't need to be this, he need to be that. But look where he's at. And people going along with it. And people don't want to do nothing. Like in South Korea, they doing something about it. If he belongs in jail, they want him to be in jail. And Donald Trump needs to be in jail. Plain and simple. you know. But there's another case of the case of Robert Brooks, where he was beaten to death by these 14 people was in the room observing, and I'm not sure how many people or which ones was doing all the beating and choking and slapping and stuffing stuff in his mouth and kicking and stomping, you know, just beating the man while he's handcuffed. Remember that. You got to remember, he's a black man, so you have to have him handcuffed, because if he's not handcuffed, then he's even a greater threat. See, when he's handcuffed and they beat him like that, then he's just resisting arrest. You understand? That's how that goes. So he was resisting arrest because he was handcuffed. So they had to beat him up. You know? If he didn't have handcuffs on, they might have shot him. Because he's a threat. He's a black man. He's a threat. Okay? And this is how the police see black people or black men. Even when they handcuff, they're a threat. And then they charge him with resisting arrest. But the camera seemed different. See, a long time ago in the 60s and 70s, that's what those prison guards could have said. He was resisting because they was doing it all the time. But there was no recordings of it. And people believed what they said. And they was doing it on the street also. Police, when they shoot a black man, they plant a knife or a gun by him. And they say, oh, he had this. And because there was no recordings of it, the people believed the police. And a lot of times, they always believe the police when it's against a black person. Because a black person got to be wrong. You know? So, these are the things that go on in the prisons and been going on in prisons, but nobody had any recordings of it. But now there are recordings of it, and you see just a small inkling of what goes on in these state prisons, or all prisons for that matter. So, we got to give a little support and a little prayer for Robert Brooks for the torture he went through, you know, before his death, you know, by these 14 or the 14 people who was involved. It was 14. It was like 10 correction officers, 2 sergeants were, a nurse and a retired correction officer that was on suspension or resigned prior to his suspension and termination. So he had this son, so he was getting ready to resign so he could get out of being fired, so, or suspended or terminated, yeah. You know, so that we carry here into this year, the new year. So we have support for Robert Brooks. And the treatment of prisoners, yeah, and prisons across America, we know that's what that's about, because we seen the tape of the 14 people beating on Robert Brooks. Then you have Trump coming up for president, you know. And what else? I had something else I was going to. Oh, you know what? There was something dealing with the Daniel Penny case, the murder of, the murder of Jordan Neely on the train as he was choked to death by Daniel Penny. Yeah, that's his name. And he was also held down by 2 other passengers on the train, because they were saving the rest of the passengers on the train from Jordan Neely, who was yelling and screaming about what he was going to do. And he didn't care if he was going to die, or he didn't care if he was going to go to jail. He, I don't know if he was saying something about he wanted some money or anything like that. They didn't really mention. But what I was saying is Daniel Penny took it upon itself to save everybody and put him in a chokehold and choke him to death till he died. Like they say now, he had drugs in the system and all that. That's always something, you know, they put the blame of the victim. They make him the suspect. So it's all right to do what they did, what he did to him. But all the passengers said they were scared and they didn't know what he was going to do. But I'm saying I didn't hear any passengers say that he touched them, that he spat on them, that he grabbed them or assaulted them in any way physically. He was just yelling and screaming. And they were scared, but all this time, nobody could say that he grabbed me. He grabbed my arm. He spat in my face, and I was scared, and it was all right for Daniel Penny to grab him and put him in a chokehold and kill him. You know, even though they say, yeah, well, it was all right because he was found not guilty, acquitted for killing the man, you know. So they found him not guilty. But anyway, he became Trump's friend. He got to go to the football game. He's famous now. He probably got a lot of money. You know, he was a retired Marine veteran. But now he was riding a train, but now you don't see him riding a train no more because he probably got a lot of money because he killed a black man and he got off, you know. And that was a good thing because he was the good Samaritan. He came to everybody's rescue. And all the people on the train feel gratified now that Daniel Penny got something for saving their life, you know. And Jordan Neely is dead, and that's it. And his family just say, you know, got to deal with it, you know. And that's another thing that we have to come into the new year with. At least not all people, you know, just a certain category of people are feeling the effects of these events and the outcome, you know, of what happens, all right? So those are just few of the issues I'm going to just carry on, go on. I don't know what this Judge Marchand is going to do January 10th when he sentenced Donald Trump, but he said he won't get no jail time. So I guess he's backing down too. You know, like everybody else, all the other people back down from prosecuting him. Even though he's a criminal, he committed all these criminal acts. He was found guilty by a jury of his peers and all of that, and found guilty for 34 counts of felonies and of fraud, which is a federal offense. You commit fraud, that's a federal offense. You go to jail. You know, if you commit two or three of them and three felonies, you're supposed to get life in prison. But, you know, I guess three strikes you out only applies to certain people and certain categories of people here in America. You know, so Donald Trump won't have to do no time because he's supposed to be the president. But the South Korean president, he's running, trying to secure himself from going to jail because they ready to put him in jail for what he did. But he the president right now. And the United States is allies with South Korea, you know. But those South Koreans who know what's going on, who look to want democracy, say that president is doing the same thing that the Donald Trump did January 6th. So if they looking to put that president in jail, why are we not looking to put this president in jail? And he not the president. Yeah. He should be going to jail, you know, for the insurrection on January 6th, the being found guilty of fraud in New York, or some other stuff he did with Giuliani, that he should be going to jail too. He violating the court's order to give those people what he's supposed to give them. Put him in jail. Then he'd give it to them, some Super Bowl ring or baseball ring. Or something like that. But these people should be put in jail. Plain and simple. But Donald Trump going to be the president. He going to put his hand on the Bible. And say, I swear to uphold the Constitution. And la, 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 la. Yeah, okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave it to the people. We got to talk about doing something for the people. Give some power to the people. You know, I'm going to get into some music now. I've been talking long enough. I'll talk some more another time. This is the Isley Brothers here. Fight the power. That's what we need to do. You know, get together and start fighting the power for real. The people, government of the people, for the people, and by the people should be making the decisions. The people. Right here. Yeah. All right. The Isley Brothers, this is Fight the Power. Right here on Radio Catskill, the Music Emporium.
dig it.
Stop it. Right on.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me,
sister,
with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
Sister,
oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh,
right on. Right on.
Oh, but who would they judge us simply 'cause our hair is long? Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
Yeah, yes, Mr. Marvin Gaye, rest in peace. Yeah, what's going on? And Fight the Power, the Isley Brothers. And this is WJFF Radio Catskill, serving the Liberty community and all those other towns, villages, and hamlets who pick up our broadcast. Big shout out to you. Thank you for listening in. Hoping you're enjoying the program this evening. I'm Kusar Grace, and this is the Music Emporium. And before I continue, let me give my shout-outs to Matt Naomi, Jim, Brenda, Selector Starkey, Terrence, Rec Boy Shad, Barry, Dan, and Kathleen, Joni, the Speakeasy, and NBA, Myra, Janine, Bobby, and Brother Smitty. And I hope I have another listener. There's a sister I met. She does a podcast called Bunky, Tea Time with Bunky. It comes on Facebook. It's pretty good, you know. it was a Political Tuesday she does. So check it out Tuesday, 6 o'clock on Facebook, Tea Time with Bunky. Hope she's listening in. Big shout out. Hope you're a listener. And I know you say you didn't listen to the radio too much, so I hope I could catch your ear. Anyway, all right. So happy New Year for the New Year again. And let's see what we got going on the turntables here. Well, not really turntables, but, you know. So, I'm going to get into Earth, Wind, and Fire. This is something from the CD, That's the Way of the World. That's the title track you'll be hearing right here on Radio Catskill, the Music Emporium.
Oh, hear me now? Rona, won't you hear me now? Rona, won't you hear me now? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand that. Oh, 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 oh.
I can understand.
Something sweet and a candy bar. That's good in me. That's what you are.
Above you.
See, can you understand that? if I played my guitar for just a few bars. Can you understand that?
And we are sick and tired of hearing. Don't be too slick now.
Being too, and I can't tell green from blue. No, no,
chase instead of house. I get so mad at you, like parents often do, in the middle of the room. Got no time to count my sheep today.
Could I Let You Get Away? And before then, Tina Marie, old schooler, Square Biz. That used to be a saying back in the day, you know. He's talking Square Biz, I mean, you for real? That's what it means today. So, Stevie Wonder, You Haven't Done Nothing. And Bobby Womack, I Can Understand It. And then you had Earth, Wind, and Fire. So that's that little set. I'm getting ready to get into something from Rashad Patterson. And that's from that's the name of the CD also. The name of the cut is Where Are You? That's what we're going to be listening to. So, get ready for that. All right? Right here on Radio Catskill, the Music Emporium.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Farm Arts Collective, located on Willow Wisp Organic Farm in Damascus, Pennsylvania. Farm Arts Collective's programs intersect the practices of farming, performance, food, and ecology. FarmArtsCollective.org. From the Community Foundation of Orange and Sullivan, a publicly supported philanthropic institution, CFOSNY.org. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
This is Thane Peterson, host of Living Jazz. Saturday at noon, I bring you 2 hours of the very best of the current jazz scene, along with a little bit of classic jazz thrown into the mix. It's wonderful music that will warm your heart and soothe your soul. Join me for Living Jazz, noon to 2 Saturday, only on Radio Catskill.
Due to my lack of funds, Baby, I swear I'm gonna find a way to get out of here. 'Cause I wanna be where you are. I gotta get to where you are, 'cause I can't stand being apart from you. Just to think of your smile soothes my soul for a while. Girl, it's true. Yeah, I gotta get to where you are. I'll take a bus, plane, train, or car. All I know is that I must find a way to get to where you are. What a feeling, oh, what a sweet surprise, when I am finally there, staring into your eyes. Baby, tonight, I'll hit you right and leave everything behind, 'cause I wanna be. Gotta get to where you are. Final.
Been in New York all the time. And he brought Charlie Parker in this hotel room in the Booker Washington Hotel.
There was nothing to do but play, you know, and we had a lot of fun trying to play.
Right after that, man, Charlie Parker was mine.
That was the first time I ever had the pleasure to meet Dizzy Gillespie.
I even remember Miles.
Miles was in my original band.
And Charlie Parker created the style. And the moment I heard him, I said, that's how music should sound.
A tribute to the Birdman, the father of Birdland, a masterpiece, I release the horns, words, and the musical great salute, the late
mentor, inventor of a sound that dates back from bebop to pop and pop to hip hop. We fused the times of jazz and rhymes and got Kumo D and Big Daddy Kane to bring on the legends. Kane hit the name.
I kick a rap too, but you can relax too. A jazz soloist play away with the sax to get the job done. The next one up to do his duty. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Moody. No one goes the mile like Miles Davis. Watch how he plays this trumpet and pump it just like a mechanic handles a tool. Here's the rebirth of the cool. What kind of noise can a string bring, making you swing and sing things of a musical fling? Well, listen to this star. Next up is old George Benson bringing a guitar. Voice of choice used just like an instrument. So magnificent, I'm proud to present Devon Sassio, a.k.a. Sarah Vaughan. Honey, you're on. I'm introducing a bop revolution in jazz that has bazans. Here's one player using it. Ask who is he? First name Dizzy. Last name Gillespie. Now watch him get busy. Allow me to tell a story about Ella Fitzgerald, whose sound can never be sterile. A woman with flexibility of range, making octaves change. Go ahead and do your thing. This is a shout out to one more man, Joe Zawinul, the writer of Birdland.
In the 50s, this was the place to be, from the bands down to the maitre d'. Now who could forget the MC on the set, the ambulant voice of Pee-wee Marquette.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening.
A sound so profound has come back around. 56th Street is now world-renowned, with horn licks to kick and Swiss riffs to stick. Today, bebop makes the hip-hop pit. These musical geniuses, souls are so clever, they change the face of music forever. And if you can't understand, here's a past and present Birdland.
Thank you.
Jackson, A River in the Desert, and that cut was called The Flavor. Got The Flavor. And before then, Quincy Jones, Birdland from Back on the Block CD. Stanley Turrentine. The Cut, Night Breeze, and George Benson, that percussionist sound that was Somewhere in the East, George Benson. Rashad Patterson, Where You Are, and that was that cut. And The Spinners, How Could I Let You Get Away. Okay, so that's that little rundown. Let me see what I got coming up. Boney James, something from the CD Seduction. Yeah, Boney James. That's going to be, let me see, what is it going to be? Camouflage. Yeah, trying to hide something. Camouflage. So that's going to be the cut you're going to hear. But let me just go through this. This is WJFF Radio Catskill. Serving the Liberty community out of Liberty. All those other towns, villages, and hamlets who pick up our broadcast. Big shout out to you. Thank you for listening in. Hoping you're enjoying the program this evening. Recording from the Liberty Museum and Art Center on South Main Street in Liberty, New York, across from the Key Bank. Due to transportation problems. So I'm hoping I'm keeping you entertained from this location. Okay, alright. I'm still in Liberty though. Yeah. So I got something from Boney James coming up. Like I said, from the CD Subduction. And this is called Camouflage. Right here on Radio Catskill, the Music Emporium. We'll be right back.
it.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you say I'm gonna get high? I tell you, don't it say it no more. Gonna get out of my friend. Certain it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like man. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promised myself I'd get by. Said I'm gonna try it with.
Well, hello there, my, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? You really want to know? Oh, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, but it seems like it was only yesterday. Ain't it funny? It's so funny how time slip right on away. I want to ask you a question. Is it all right? How's your new love? I wonder, can you truthfully say he's doing fine? You know, I heard something the other day. I heard you told him that you were gonna love him till the end of time. Well, that's the same thing that you told me. It seemed like just the other day. Ain't it funny? It's so funny how time can just slip right on away. I hate to leave you, baby, but I've gotta go now. Oh, I guess I'll see you somewhere around. But here's one thing you just can't tell. You don't know when, though. You never can tell when Joe Hinton will come back in town. But here's what I want you to do. Oh, please remember what I told you. That in time, you're gonna pay. Ain't it funny? It's funny how time slips.
For me, I hope everyone enjoyed the program this evening. You was listening to Joe Hinton, Funny How Time Slips Away. Joe Cocker, A Little Help From My Friends, Eddie Palmieri, Coast to Coast, Paul Hardcastle, Cruising to Midnight, and Boney James, Camouflage. So, that'll be, you know, the rest of the evening for me. I hope you enjoyed it, and this is the first show I did for the 2025, yeah, and there's a project that's supposed to be in effect during this year, you know, the 2025 project that they've been talking about, so, I don't know, see what happens with that, you know, next, so, like I say, until then, you know, I'll be seeing you. Check me out next Tuesday, 7 to 9. Until then, please remember that if WJFF Radio Catskill isn't on your radio really isn't on. Peace. Hotep. Uhuru. Good night. Don't forget to write.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Steve's Music Center in Rock Hill. Musical instruments, audio equipment, and guitar accessories. Steve'sMusicCenter.com. And from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. This week on Latino USA. Who's in the mood for some nachos? Everyone! Well, we're serving up the history and the legacy of this iconic snack food.
The story of the nacho is really a story of the loss of an apostrophe. It's Nacho's special. And that's the original name.
That's this week on Latino USA.
Thursday afternoon at 1 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.